Hi, this is Jan from Cradle of Fucking Filth.
It was back again to basics for Cradle of Filth when their third album, the aptly titled Cruelty and the Beast, was finally unleashed onto an eagerly awaiting public on May 5th, 1998. Needless to say, it received great reviews. A concept album of sorts, its storyline was based on the grisly, twisted crimes of 16th century Hungarian noblewoman Countess Elizabeth Báthory, who preserved her beauty by bathing in the blood of virgin girls. Legend has it that the Countess killed over 600 young women to keep the Báthory Fountain of Youth filled with virgin blood. She became known locally as the Princess Dracula. However, her reign of terror came to an end when she was locked into her own home. She lived three more years before she eventually died. With Cruelty and the Beast, Cradle of Filth's trademark musical style was firmly established. The sweeping gothic orchestration and passages of blistering thrash metal carried some of Danny Filth's most outrageously ornate and over-the-top lyrics. Word-wise, the band had lost none of their wry literary wit, with the song titles Lust, Maud and Wargasm, The Lick of Carnivorous Winds, being one of the most poetically purple. Intensely heavy and provocative, Cruelty and the Beast was brought to lavish, fully realised life with the help of Jan Peter Genkel of Therion as its co-producer. Recorded in a studio in the dark industrial heartland of Birmingham, England, it bore all of Cradle of Filth's characteristics. Searing yet strangely melodic guitars, lush keyboards, and unearthly vocals that more than ever hinted at crazed demonic possession. A special limited edition version of the album was later released featuring three bonus cover versions: Venom's Black Metal, Iron Maiden's Hallowed Be Thy Name, and Sodomy and Lust by Sodom. And remixes of two songs, Twisted Nails of Faith and Lust, Maud and Wargasm. Broadening their musical scope, and again defying critical labels, the Twisted Nails of Faith remix had all the hallmarks of a prodigy-infested technofest. With the incomparable Ingrid Pitt guesting on Cruelty and the Beast, the band's soundtrack analogy sidled that bit closer to becoming almost truth. Her success in the classic Hammer horror films The Vampire Lovers and Countess Dracula, where she portrayed a character loosely based on Elizabeth Báthory, led Cradle of Filth to engage her vocal talents on one of the album's key tracks, Báthory Aria, Part 3, Eyes That Witness Madness, a notable event that only enhanced the blood-curdling spirit of the group. The inspiration Cradle of Filth had always drawn from vampirism became even more important to them on Cruelty and the Beast. Passion in defiance of oppression, the amorality of beauty, the sublimated eroticism of fangs penetrating broken flesh, the profound truths which surfaced through role-playing, all of these characteristics, so central to gothic vampires, could also be experienced on Cradle of Filth's latest creative masterwork. The insanely over-the-top Cruelty and the Beast has to date sold in excess of 500,000 units worldwide.